The world can seem pretty bleak, but we have a lot to be thankful for. The House of Representatives just earmarked $400 billion for two major provisions that could help countless children. This includes universal preschool and more affordable childcare. They also agreed to extend the child tax credit through 2022. There was even 4 weeks of paid family leave included in the package. We're thankful that our national leaders are talking about these issues in ways that they haven't in nearly 50 years. Most of the gubernatorial candidates in Maryland have signaled that early childhood issues will be important to their administrations if elected. Also, Maryland voters overwhelmingly say that they support paid family leave. The Maryland General Assembly seems to have heard them and has promised to take up a more comprehensive state bill than the national one proposed. These are all reasons to be thankful. This year, millions of dollars came to Maryland via federal grants to help childcare providers who were devastated by COVID-19. We're thankful for these providers and for the support that they received. We look forward to next year and even more progress for families with young children. We're thankful that businesses and policymakers will learn from the mistakes and the successes of the past year to make 2022 the year of the young child. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network by WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.